Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are getting close to the end of April, and Arbor Day is coming up this weekend. Arbor Day is Friday, April 28th in Iowa, and National Arbor Day is also celebrated on the last Friday in April. It's a great time to celebrate by planting a tree and learning about the benefits and importance of trees. Our ISU Extension Horticulture and Home Pest News has some great resources for planting and caring for trees, everything from tree selection to how to plant trees in your landscape, care for newly planted trees, prune them as they grow, and identifying and dealing with problems in trees. You can find that on the Frequently Asked Questions and Resources page at Horticulture and Home Pest News. If you are looking at planting a tree to celebrate Arbor Day this year, planting a tree is a great way to add beauty to your landscape, improve air quality, provide wildlife habitat, and reduce home energy consumption, but it does require some specific steps and aftercare to ensure a successful outcome. We'll learn more from our ISU Extension and Outreach Horticulture Specialists to make sure that your new tree is thriving in your landscape for years to come. If you are buying a container-grown tree, frequently found at nurseries in those pots that you would bring home, start by locating the trunk flare of the tree. This is a spot on the trunk that broadens just above the major roots. One of the most common errors when planting a tree is to plant trees too deep when they come in containers. You want to remove any soil off the top of the root ball to expose the trunk flare if needed. Another way to think about this is when the tree is planted, it should not look like a post that is stuck in the ground. You should be able to tell where the roots meet the soil because there should be a widening of the trunk just above the soil line. To appropriately plant your tree, dig a hole 2 to 3 times wider than the diameter of the container. The depth should be the height of the root ball after the extra soil has been removed to reveal the trunk flare. Slope the sides of the hole so the top of the hole is several inches wider than the bottom. In poorly drained soils, the depth of the hole should be approximately 2/3 the height of the soil ball. Once your hole has been prepared, carefully lay the tree on its side, tap the sides of the container to loosen the soil ball, then slide the tree out of the container. If the sides of the soil ball are a mass of roots, carefully shave off the outer half to 1 inch of the soil ball with a sharp spade or saw. Place the tree in the hole, checking to ensure the trunk flare is at the same level as the surrounding soil. Gradually fill the hole with the same soil that was dug from the hole. Firm each new addition of soil in place with your hands. When finished, backfill soil should match the surrounding grade or soil site. Again, when you're planting in poorly drained soils, you want this backfill to gradually slope down to the surrounding site. Once it's planted, water thoroughly. Do not add compost, peat moss, or other organic materials to the backfill when planting trees. There is no additional benefit shown in research, and the tree will not establish any sooner or grow any faster when these are added, so there's no need to waste the time and effort to add these extra materials. If you'd like more information or would like to find these step-by-step guidelines, I encourage you to check out the Horticulture and Home Pest News website for more information about how to select a tree planting site and care for a newly planted tree. Also want to take a minute and remind Iowans that we are headed into planting season. You're probably already seeing lots more machinery out and about on the roads as the weather warms up and the soil does too. We're reviewing a conversation with Stephen Freeman, who's a professor and safety research expert at ISU, who teaches classes related to farm and rural safety. One of the things that he discusses is the single biggest thing that farmers and non-farm motorists can do to safely share the road. He reminds everyone to be patient and accept that we share rural roadways. Farmers need to ensure that equipment is visible and be cautious when moving equipment on roads. Motorists need to be aware of the possibility of farm equipment and slow down. There is a big difference in speed between cars and farm equipment, and this often catches drivers by surprise, leaving little time for reaction before a potential crash. Drivers should not try to pass farm equipment unless they're sure the road is clear and also sure the farmer is not planning on turning off the road to the left. Keep in mind that frequently farm vehicles do not turn onto roadways. They may turn into field entrances or what appear to be ditches. Farmers should not try to pull off the side of the road to let vehicles pass unless they know the side of the road is stable and safe and will not cause a rollover. And of course, we seem to remind people about roadway safety with farm vehicles every year. This is necessary because while farm equipment is a common sight on rural roads during planting and harvest season, it is relatively rare throughout the rest of the year, and we don't want to become complacent and forget about the hazards if we are not used to driving with farm machinery on our roads. These yearly reminders help create awareness and remind everyone that we need to work together to share the road and keep our rural roadways safe. You can find that article and all of the tips for rural drivers and farmers operating machinery on roads on the ISU Extension homepage. And finally, I want to encourage you to check out the Cass County Extension website. We are still seeking some qualified staff to help with our summer programming in 2023. We have temporary positions available from mid-May to mid-August, and we've updated the job description so those can be either full-time or part-time. We're looking for summer assistants to help with our summer youth programming, day camps, and fair activities, as well as an AmeriCorps food rescue position to help with food donation projects. If you'd like more information, you can find that on our Cass County Extension website, along with applications and job descriptions, and we would like to have those in our office by Friday, May 5th for guaranteed consideration. We'd love to get some good staff here in our office for the summer to help assist with summer programmings while learning about all that Extension has to offer. Be sure and check that out on our website. And of course, for all those resources, visit the Cass County Extension website, the ISU Extension website. Give us a call, 712-243-1132. Stop by 805 West 10th Street or follow us on social media. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.